Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
He opened for Neighbor Gatsy over the weekend, but probably not for long. He's from the region, St. Louis area. Proud to welcome into the program comedian Greg Warren. Greg, welcome. Glad to have you, man.
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you.
Greg, I am a huge consumer of live comedy. There isn't a show, really, that I have not seen. I've seen all of the big names over the years. And I have to tell you, I first saw you on Reels. Your fishing high school team bit came up on Reels. I cracked up. I shared it with all of my friends. And so I was so thrilled. We're sitting down. We're waiting for Nate to come out. You opened, and I thought, God, I recognize this guy. And you launched into that epic fishing joke. It is brilliant. It is so funny.
Thank you
for it.
Oh, I really appreciate you saying that. It's very nice. I had a blast in KC, man. It was awesome.
So, real quick, you've got 9 shows coming up at the Comedy Club in Kansas City. We want everyone to know it's December 26th to 31st. What Scott's going to ask. You keep adding shows. How the heck did you get from St. Louis to at the very top of the comedy stage?
I don't know. I mean, I certainly need to thank Nate because that was, he's done a lot for me in the last several years. But that show in Kansas City was nuts. I've never had that happen. I was like, hey, Nate's always trying to help people out. So I told Julian, the MC, the host, who's a really funny guy, I was like, hey, I got a show coming up in Kansas City. Will you say something about it? And he's like, yeah. So then we sold all the shows out like the day of the show, I think, or whatever. So we added, we just keep adding shows, and I've never had anything like this happen to me before. So I think right now we're up to 10 shows or something. Wow. in KC, and it couldn't happen in a better place. I grew up in St. Louis, but I went to Mizzou, and I got a lot of friends in KC, so I've spent a lot of time there. So this is nuts.
Not that you haven't had success. Clearly you have. But do you feel like you're on the cusp of like a major breakthrough?
I'm one of these like superstitious people that I don't want to say something like that because I don't know. I've had some success, and it's the nature of this business is you kind of go up and down a little bit. But it feels a lot different the last 2 years, and it's been pretty cool.
When did you decide, Greg? I think I've said this 100 times on our program here, that live comedy done well, I think it's almost impossible to make a living doing it. It's so hard to do it well. It's even harder to do it clean. And Nate shows your show is clean. When did you decide to go that route? It is harder, but I think it's more brilliant when it's done correctly the way you do it.
Agreed.
Oh, thanks for saying that. Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of, it's a good question. I would say I was never filthy, but I was profane up until about 10 years ago. And I had a guy, he runs all the comedy at Sirius Radio, and he's a friend. And he was like, hey, man, you're too clean to not be all the way clean. You need to make that switch. And I was like, all right. So I put an album out with him, and it really had some success, and things started changing. I was like, all right, I can't go back. So I guess it was maybe 10 years ago when I was like, I'm going to basically be G-rated at the time. I need to be honest. He also said he would play me a bunch on Sirius, and I would make a bunch of money for it. So it wasn't completely altruistic.
I read somewhere online that you went to West Point. Is that true or is that false?
Yeah, that is true. I for 1 year, you're supposed to go for four.
We're aware. That's how you become an officer.
Yeah, I was what they called in the Army a quitter. I left after the first year. But yeah, I did go. And one of my best friends from West Point is a guy named Matt Martin who stuck it out and he went to Blue Springs in Kansas City, and he's like my biggest supporter when I come to KC, man.
One thing a lot of people don't know is that to get into West Point, you have to get a recommendation from a congressman or woman or a senator.
Yeah.
Which congress member or senator wasted their letter on you?
I mean, that's a real interesting way of putting it, but it was Robert Young, who is a congressman out of whatever the district was in St. Louis. Robert Young, wasted. Somebody could have been a general if it hadn't been for me.
I'm sure it was an auto pen. It's fine, Greg. What are you doing in between your time when you're coming back into Kansas City? Are you still touring with Nate?
I did a show with Nate Wednesday night in Fort Lauderdale, and then I'm doing my own shows this weekend. It's Nate's a pretty awesome guy, and he has like about 20 people that he rotates in and out to open for him.
Yeah.
So I know I'm doing a weekend with him at like two shows at the United Center in Chicago, and then a couple shows in Cincinnati in October. And then I kind of do a lot of my own stuff, a lot of, comedy club stuff. And then I every now and then open for Leanne Morgan, too.
Oh, my God. We love Leanne Morgan.
Oh, she's great. She's so funny and so nice. And And her and Nate are really good friends. They're like two of the coolest people.
We're speaking with comedian Greg Warren, who opened for Nate Bargatze last weekend in Kansas City. I don't need to tell you this, but I'm just telling it to the audience. But behind every great joke, there has to be a seed of truth. And your high school fishing team jokes are some of the funniest jokes I've ever heard. Where is the seed of truth in that joke?
My dad is a coach. My dad was my high school wrestling coach. Yeah. So you nailed it. He still watches tapes of me wrestling in high school and critiques them. I'm 57, guys. What were you doing in this match? You're just laying there like a dead animal. What was wrong with you? I don't remember, Dad. I quit wrestling 32 years ago. You quit wrestling in the middle of this match. That's when you quit wrestling.
Oh my God, Greg. Hey, what's it been like doing your own shows and playing comedy clubs? And we know what a grind that is. Not to say that's not important work and groundwork and all of those things, to look up and being like in these huge sold out arenas. Is it any different for you?
It's insane. I mean, I don't think I ever thought I'd be doing something like that. I love comedy clubs. It's where I've kind of honed my craft. I feel very at home there. And I've done all kinds of different venues, but I think it's because it's Nate and who his audience is. And then you guys wouldn't notice, but the production quality that Nate stresses at those big arena events, it almost feels like a giant comedy club.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
It's crazy. And I think a lot of that is just because Nate is who he is, but it's also like those screens that they travel with and the sound equipment, like it's top notch stuff. So, and then I've never, the round really makes it. It's weird I've done a couple of arenas where you're like on one side of the arena and everybody's in front of you. That is a little tougher to sort of connect with everybody. But when you're in the round in T-Mobile, it's just like, and then everybody's on the floor. My favorite thing, I rush out every time to see Nate walk out. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
That video they play. And then he walks Nate just walks through thousands of people, very, very calmly, and it's pretty awesome.
As a comedian, do you feel like you always have to be on?
No. I've been around people that are always on, and I hate them.
It's exhausting.
No, No, I mean, I think you there's definitely a heightened sense of yourself that you do when you're performing or you're being interviewed or whatever. But I don't think you can be truly funny, you know, off stage if you're pushing all the time. So I think you need to sort of just be human for a while.
Go home and watch Family Feud at 6:30.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. Now, there's probably somebody that was around me recently who was like, no, he's really annoying. Trust me. Yeah.
Well, we love it. And I don't even know that there's space left at the now 10 shows at the Comedy Club of Kansas
City. There is.
Good.
There's a couple of tickets left on New Year's Eve. Not a lot. And then I think they just added a show on like the 27th or maybe the 28th or something like that.
They just added a show.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, you guys are the first people I've talked to since all that. But thank you to Kansas City. This has been a crazy, crazy week. I've never seen anything like it. So thank you to Kansas City.
We're just happy for you, my friend.
I'll be there in the audience, yeah. Greg, cheering you on in December, and you will hear my laugh. I assure you that.
It is a cackle. It is not a laugh.
I love it. Make sure you guys say hi. Yeah,
I
thank
will.
You for 100%. Putting me on, too.
All right, Greg Warren, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Okay, be well.
Assistant high school fishing coach, and I never wanted to meet somebody so bad in my life. Guys, we're going to have a tackle box inspection at 9 a.m. And you better have all your hooks and you better have all your lures or you're not going to get on that school bus. I can tell you that right now. Bobby Henderson, I found a half of a ham sandwich in your tackle box. That's not how a fisherman treats his equipment, son. You think Babe Winkleman has a half of a ham sandwich in his tackle box? You think Bill Dance has any kind of a sandwich in his tackle box? That's all I got, Coach. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.